This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Another comedian that's wandered into the studio, just off the street.
We've dragged a sorry ass in at 8:09 in the morning. I know comedians love that.
Yes.
It's Richard Gadd.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome pleasure to Australia.
I understand this is the only Australian LGBTIQ radio station.
It is.
You get that's gold amazing. Stars for
that's
saying
amazing.
That.
No, yeah. I'm really proud to be on. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, you've got an incredible show that... Is this so? You've just won at you won the Edinburgh Comedy Award.
Yes, I won the Edinburgh Comedy Award, much to my surprise, because I've always been very off kilter act. I was always very underground.
Left of centre,
which makes me sound politically correct, which is nice. But I've always been sort of underground. I would always do my shows in back ends of pubs. I'd never have these fancy glittering venues and all this kinds of stuff in Edinburgh. So I never thought that a Comedy Award is sort of big. There's a champion like that. Would ever go to see as prestigious as that would ever go to someone as rough and ready as me, but I don't know, the show was important and I put my heart and soul into it, and you know, I suppose good work pays off, but I was very proud to win that award. But that was 6 months ago, maybe 7 months ago, in August last year, so it's been a crazy time since then.
And you're just traveling the world and just going from strength to strength. Like, the reviews are rave, but it sounds like your show is very different.
Yes, it's extremely difficult. I mean, it's very dark. Like, it's a very dark and disturbing show. It explores, you know, a time in my life when I was sexually assaulted and the kind of psychological neuroses that birthed in me. And the show is a sort of exploration of those neuroses. I run on a treadmill for the entire show, so I cover about at least 10 kilometers. If the audience don't laugh, then I cover about 11.5, just at least burn some calories and get something from the experience, you know. But it was, so I run every show. Show because that mirrors the very real life running that I do after I got sexually assaulted. It was very hard to sort of understand what I'd been through. Therefore, I didn't want to think about it. Therefore, the only meditative practice I found was to run and to sort of if I could put my brain to sleep, then you know, I wouldn't need to think about it anymore. But I was running. People are like, how can you run 10 kilometers a day? That's nothing. I used to run, like, it would be at least, you know, 12 miles a day. You know, so it does mirror the very real experiences I go through. The show is so close to truth and actually takes videos and stuff from my life that are true and put them into the show.
There's an image of you completely stark bollock naked.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Hopefully that's shifted me a few tickets.
Yes. one of my colleagues from Joy said it was a very pleasant sight, and
really?
People should go see it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's the first time I've heard that. So that's very...
SJ's bought a whole night now. For
I have. Just me. It's empty and then it's just me.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's nice to hear. But it's sort of a crazy show. I like to think it's like no other comedy show you'll ever see. There are long periods where it gets very serious and long periods where it gets very dark. You can't just have laugh a minute when you're exploring subject matter like this. You need to strip away and be serious for a moment as well every now and again. But but I'm very proud of it, and I can guarantee you it's very different. I mean the Herald Sun reviewed it today, and I don't like putting too much stock in reviews, but they gave it a lovely review, and I was very proud of the review they gave it. They gave it 4 stars, but they said Jamo in this ain't was the caption, and Jamoan's fantastic, but I suppose what they're trying
very
to say
different.
There is just how different I am to a famous Australian comic like Jamoan.
Well, you explore some incredibly dark themes. So you were male sexually assaulted, which led you to question your sexuality
It sort of it sort of caused a sort of detachment from myself as a human being. A lot of people talk about you know, because I work with the Ambassadors charity in Britain, which is a sexual abuse charity, you know, back in Britain. A lot of the common themes of when men have been sexually assaulted, they start to question their sexuality, they start to question things, because it causes a detachment from your body, the body that you know suddenly seems like it's taken from you. It's a very psychological thing. You know, there's a numbness there and all this kinds of thing, and that often goes two ways. Some men become asexual. Yeah. Maybe women do too. I can't speak for the female experience, but from the men I've worked with and my experience, sometimes it can go two ways. Men can gravitate towards sex more because they're like, it's not going to ruin me, so I'm going to have loads of it, loads of it.
Which is you.
Which was me. And then that obviously became very varied in scope.
Go
as
see
well.
Your show. You might get lucky afterwards, everyone.
That became very varied in scope and very experimental in scope because I was probably trying to understand what happened to me in a lot of ways. And then other men seem to recede from it completely and become very asexual. So it very rarely does it happen, and then life continues as normal. And I say in the show, and I don't know whether this is giving away parts of the show, but I say in the show that I can never tell whether those feelings were in me and I just never thought about them before, or whether the incident had created them in me, and that's probably maybe an answer I'll never know.
But
that's okay.
And you know what? You're on a fantastic radio station to be able to say these things.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And that's, maybe I'll never understand that, but that's okay. I've got peace from that, knowing that question.
Can you stick around for a little bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. WrestleMania's on at 9.
So, okay, well, make sure you're out by then.
Oh, you're a wrestling fan. Yeah, he's staying for the rest of the show. That is done here on the Bricky Bears on Joy. And we're joined currently by Richard Gadd here in studio. His show, Monkey See, Monkey Do, is here at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year.
What's the deal with the monkey?
Oh, the monkey. I always think when I describe this bit, it always makes it sound far too cerebral and not funny at all. But
great.
The monkey
go for
stands
it.
For, the monkey stands for my base primal emotions. The sort of, I like the idea of like the inner primal. See what I mean?
Yeah,
see what I mean?
Deep,
the inner, the inner like sort of primal impulses sort of governing our human rationality. See what I mean? Like the primal impulses of anxiety and fear and sexual lust and all these things, but are all buried inside. But we're going from A to Z acting as human beings. So I always like the idea of that there's a monkey and a human cage sort of dying to get out. And that's what causes the sort of conflict of anxiety and depression and all that kind of thing. It's like you're in a monkey trying to burst out of its human cage, but you always have to keep it in check because we all lead sort of artificial lives as human beings. There you go, not funny at all, but there
it's a thinking man.
You sold me a few tickets when you were talking about me being naked, and there you go.
They've gone
and asked for a refund.
All in the space of 2 minutes. It was like, and not going.
Won them and lost them. There you are.
Sunrise, sunset.
No, but I like intelligent comedy. I think it's really important. You don't need the ba-doom-tsh kind of jokes anymore. It's great to come out of something and actually feel like you've learned something about the other person. And I mean, your show sounds quite cathartic. I mean, you've obviously been through a lot in your life.
Yeah. Sure,
and so you went, sure. I know, let's put it all in a comedy show and do it in front of hundreds of people and that'll make me better.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard like this theory that art is sort of catharsis in the sense that, if you put your demons on stage and then you tackle them every night and you do it as a shared experience with an audience that are responsive in a certain way, then it's true. It helps. It helps enormously. It sort of dwarfs the mightiness of those themes. Do you see what I mean? I used to be so scared of that, even if somebody ever found out what happened to me, I would have had to find some way of knocking them. Oh, yeah, I'd find some way of mafiaing them, making them disappear. I'm going to make them disappear. I used to be so scared of that. But then you tell 150 people a night, and then what was I so scared about?
Yeah.
And that's why talking's important. The human capacity to repress itself is unbelievable. The human capacity to think that as long as you don't think about something and you just swallow it down and you don't do, think about it, then then eventually you'll just get through and there'll be a day where you wake up and you won't have to think about it anymore. But that's dangerous. It creates deep repression, creates deep mental problems and deep things. And so the power of exchange is massive, and self-expression is very important in getting through things, I've found, at least doing this show.
And so you're doing it while running on a treadmill.
Yes.
While there's pictures of full frontal nudity of you talking about your life.
Yes, absolutely.
And a monkey. What's not to like, really?
I know, what's not to like? And when you say that, it sounds absolutely mental. When you say that,
it sounds like a show that I want to see because it just sounds completely random. I'm like, I just want to see this guy sweating his bollocks off for an hour.
Yeah, and sweat my bollocks off, I do.
You must get so skinny after a comedy run.
Yeah, I do. But I also find that now, because my body is loses weight rapidly when I do, especially like because I've done Edinburgh Fringe. That was 31 shows straight.
Wow.
No day
running
off.
Every day.
Wow. Every day, 10 kilometres a day. So I was 31. So 310 kilometres in a month.
I don't think I've run that much in my entire life.
Have you ever run?
No, I don't know what that is.
Standing on your hands and moving fast.
Yeah.
But I did that. And then I did a run in the West End in London, and that was 9 weeks, but there was days off on Monday, but that was still very intense. But the weight loses rapidly. But then I find that if I'm not running, I put it on very heavily as well. So I've actually really ballooned in weight between shows, because I think my body's like, you've got to store it now.
Yeah, he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again. And so I put on weight and lose weight exceptionally easily now, but I'm definitely in the losing weight phase.
So probably watch him soon before he wastes away to nothing.
Yeah, and I will. You know, now's the time to catch it because I'm physically fit.
He might be a stick next week and not capable of human interaction.
Yeah, and the shin splints and the chest infections kick in. And
by the end of the festival, you'll be gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dust.
Yeah.
So now, Monkey See, Monkey Do, it is for the entire festival all the way to the 23rd of April. Now, Monday is your day off. So Tuesday to Sunday every week at Acme in the Cube, usually 8:30 p.m. So head to comedyfestival.com.au to get tickets and go see it. It sounds intense.
Yeah, support an LGBTIQ questioning comedian.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
Now, we have had a message in which is a bit self-indulgent from me as well, but Dave wants to know, what's your tip for WrestleMania, Brock or Goldberg?
Oh, I think Brock Lesnar. I think they've made him look weak. And I think Brock Lesnar that is going to surprise a few people here.
He is. I think Goldberg is going back into obscurity. Yeah.
I can't believe you people are talking about WrestleMania.
I'm sorry, I've got to do this because wrestling fans, it's hard to come out as a wrestling fan as it is as a bisexual male, right? It's hard to come out as a wrestling fan.
It's so tough.
Yeah. It's tough. It's really hard to admit.
They wear fantastic costumes and makeup and throw themselves around in fake combat on stage.
A predetermined combat.
Listen to this, right?
This is the stigma we face in the day. You of all people should not be subjecting us to this stigma.
I'm accepting of all wrestlers.
No, Roman Reigns for the win as well. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, no.
Everyone hates Roman Reigns, but I love the fact everyone hates him.
I think for all the listeners who we've lost in this segment, I'm so sorry.
I'm tipping The Undertaker. Thank you so much, Richard Gadd, for joining us today. Once again, Monkey See, Monkey Do at the Comedy Festival. Head to comedyfestival.com.au.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.